You're listening to Swoosh Radio.
Your word swoosh is all day, every day.
24/7, 365, no time.
You already know the deal, y'all.
On the air, giving it to you live.
Well, first off, let's rewind real quick to last week's episode with one of the black entrepreneurs out here in the community doing her thing, Belinda Cheryl. Sakpase. Hopefully you're watching somewhere in there, or you will eventually. But yeah, I feel honored for the guests that I've been having. Well, so far it's been one. Well, two today. But for what's lined up for the month, because like I said, we wanted to recognize Black History Month. So that's what we're doing. We've been highlighting. And it seems like y'all got to give it up for the ladies, because they've been coming through. Last week, we started off strong with a woman. And today, yeah, once again, we got another girl in the building, or woman, I'm sorry, in the building. So, like I said, I'm really excited about this one, because specifically this one, because of the way we met, the connection that we met was from another event. Shout out to Really Real Radio. Y'all were doing y'all thing last month with the showcase. And it was a busy night. Okay. Your girl was like all over the place. I was playing the stage manager role, and y'all, let me tell y'all, that role is not a joke. It was a blessing, okay? You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity because of the connections that I made, especially with today's guests. And it's funny how we met, because we barely had a full conversation that night, but I could just tell by just the way she represented herself, and just she played her role as she was a host for the show, and she just graced the stage, like, no matter what was going on in the backgrounds. And like I said, it was a busy night, but like I said, it flowed the way it needed to go. And just within all that, like, I felt like, I mean, I would hope she would agree, is how we made that connection. Like, we just instantly link. Like, if it was one word, she already knew. Like, if it was eyes, she already knew. Like, just that connection. Just, I was just like, you see, you my kind. We here, sis. So I was like, I definitely have to get her on the show. Especially, sorry, y'all. Y'all may hear my dog, Bruno. It's still, he all in the background. Sorry, y'all. Just real life over here. But as I was saying, with her, I feel like also she's an inspiration, because, you know, she hosts just like I do, radio personality just like I do. She's Black, beautiful, talented. She's a producer. She's, I'll let her give her own introduction. But ladies and gentlemen, please give your virtual claps and welcome Miss Mia Evans. Let's see. Mia, are you there? We're trying to get her in, y'all. Try to get her in.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. What a nice intro, too. That was so sweet.
It was lengthy.
No, it was not. It was not. It was perfect. Thank you so much. Shout out to everyone who's in the chat tuning in right now.
Yeah, thank you. With your busy self, I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know.
Yo, I want to tell you, Esther is one, like she said it all, majority of it. We met at an event. Shout out to Really Real Radio. And y'all, being a stagehand, and I grew up in a I went to a performing arts high school, so I know what a stage manager for plays and like rehearsals, things like that, recitals, what comes with that. And it is not for the weak.
No.
It's not for the
Nope.
weak. And the fact that she handled it, there was so much chaos going on, but she handled it with such a grace. You stayed level-headed. You tried to figure, like, you communicated so well to me like that. I feel like a stagehand and a host need to always be in communication when it comes to what's going on, and you just did that so well. And yeah, like, even like, even when it came to arranging this, like, I had some change ups in my schedule, and I was like, Esther, you about to be tired of me. One, I sent my email late, and Esther was like, hey, didn't get your email. And I was like, Esther, my schedule didn't change, can we push it down? So I truly mean it when I say thank you for just being you, and for just being so accommodating, so awesome, and your bag with the whole Swoosh TV. It's a pleasure. I'm so
No,
happy to be here.
you. I was like, this girl is on her butt. Like, she is busy. I don't know if I can keep up. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to have her on the show.
No, I was gonna make it happen. We already been in communication, so I was like, whatever we gotta do to make it happen, we'll make
And
some
I
shape.
appreciate you so much. Like I said, thank you so much. Like I said, I just know that night that when we met, like, it just had to happen. Whether it was today, next week, later on, eventually it was going to happen, because we barely had a conversation that night.
Barely, yeah, barely. It was just your mom told me, like, you get with Esther, like, because she has something called Swoosh TV, and she gave me your Instagram before you even did. So
Right.
when then like when you reached out, I was like, oh well, yeah, because I saw the way you moved in the spite of, like, madness and chaos and changes, and I was like, I see. And most people crack under pressure. They you get angry, take it out on people, but you just stayed so cool headed. And I was like, that's a character attribute that's very notable of having.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It wasn't easy now. But it's all good. Thank you once again for being on the show. Now, yes, I did my intro for you, but I want you to tell our audience who you are, because you're doing some stuff. Now, don't sleep on Mia. Mia's a boss in the industry, okay? And has anyone ever told you that? I don't know. To me, you kind of remind me of Yvonne or Orgy.
Wow, no. Okay, so I'm gonna tell, well, one, shout out my cousin Josh. My cousin Josh is in the chat. Hey, Josh. And everyone else is tuned in. So I'm not gonna lie. So the one person I've gotten all my life is I've gotten I well, when I was younger, I used to wear glasses. And I still do. But and I used to have twists in my hair, and it was around the time when Akeelah and the Bee came out, and so I always got told that you remind me of Keke Palmer. I've gotten that my whole life. I don't see it. I see it as a compliment, because Keke is gorgeous. I love Keke Palmer. She's like just in so many ways, she's just everything. But I got that. I got Max from Living Single.
Single.
Yeah, so but Yvonne Orji, I have not gotten it. She's beautiful. And I so all of those are just huge compliments. So thank
Melanin
you.
Queen, all in.
Melanin Queen, yes.
So yes, definitely take that as a compliment. But yeah, please go ahead, introduce yourself.
So for those who don't know, my name is Mia Evans. I'm 27 years old. I live, see, I would say Atlanta, but I'm a Reddit, got people saying, like, what's not Atlanta, so let me not lie on myself. I live about 45 minutes south of Atlanta, and in a city called McDonough, Georgia. I grew up in Henry County, and yeah, for the past 10 years I've been in the broadcasting industry. So I'm a broadcaster. I have my own show called Eminem Live Radio. It's a radio podcast where it's a podcast, but it has a radio format, because I grew up on terrestrial radio. So I've been doing that for about 10 years. My own personal show, and then along the way I've had the opportunity to host another show, and also produce as well. Like Esther was saying, I produce. So I produce a podcast called The Winner's Circle, that's hosted by some friends of mine that I get the chance, the pleasure of being able to be solely behind the scenes. And then recently I got brought on as the co-host of the 116 Life, which is a radio show that's on Sirius XM channel 140. I think it premieres, new episodes go live 8 p.m. every week on Sirius XM. And man, listen, I can't lie to you. I was saying this while I was driving home. I had to to work today and record episodes today. And I just feel like I'm just a girl who's just living her dream, man. I have the opportunity to work. Doesn't feel like work to me. It's just a blessing. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way I can describe it. But yeah, that's just me in a nutshell.
Oh, and you know what? Now you kind of watered down with the winner circle and all that, because people aren't aware who part of the winner circle, y'all. If you're familiar with the Christian industry, y'all, the winner circle. You're producing a show with the host of, well, the part of the winner circle. Part of the host are Juan Day, correct?
Yes, Juan, ma'am.
Day, she's a Christian. She's part of Reach Records. Mm-hmm. She's an artist. Nyjah, I believe. I got Nigeria saying.
No, you're good.
Nyjah and Aaron. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those are some pretty, and then the fact that you're co-hosting the 116 podcast, like, that's still part of Reach Records. So those are some big names. Like, that's a pretty big deal. Like, I don't think, like I said, I don't know if people are aware, should be if they're tuned in, but you know, that's pretty, like, the girl, you got it going on. Okay.
Thank you.
Watching, like, what you've been through with your own, with the M&M Live now, like, with the broadcast, that's something that you just always wanted to do, or is that something?
You know what's crazy? I feel like God bamboozled me into his life. You know what I'm saying? Because this Esther Knoll, like what like I was telling you earlier, I went to a performing arts high school. My major was drama. My minor was creative writing. I had aspirations to be in acting, to be a director, to be a producer, to write. So that was my goal and my focus. And then when I tell you, how M&M Live Radio kind of came about, my sister and I, we were driving, my mom was driving us home from school, and we were listening to Praise 102.5, which is a station here in, a gospel station here in Atlanta, and like a traditional gospel song came on, and my sister was like, what does this even mean? Like, they don't have enough, like, I don't like hearing other stuff on the radio. I can't relate to it, da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then I just said to her casually, I was like, you know, there should be a radio show geared towards, like, young adults that's, like, you know, has, you know, morally sound music that, of course, speaks God, all those types of things, but also that's, like, you know, hip-hop and, like, R&B and things like that. Like, that would be fire if there was a show like that. And she looked at me, she was like, yeah, we should do it. And I was like, okay.
Who's
like, I'm just thinking, like, I'm just talking casually. And then when my sister and I kind of get dreaming, like, we just really start going there. And we told our mom, and our mom was like, you know, write the vision, make it plain, and we'll just see where it takes us further along down the road. A year later, mind you, the only person who we ever told about this idea was our mom. Out of nowhere at our church that we used to go to, someone approaches my mom and says, hey, sister, good morning. How you doing? You know, I know someone who has a radio station and they're looking for some shows to go on the air. Do you happen to know anyone who's looking to be on the radio? If so, here's the program director's card. Hit them up and they'll see what they can make happen. And we were kind of like, it didn't hit my mom until she told us. And we were kind of like, oh,
how?
So this is our opportunity to kind of do this. Like, when I tell you, it fell in our laps. Like, you know, I this radio was never broadcasting. No, this was never anything I wanted to do. My sister, on the other hand, shout out to her. She grew up in, like, broadcasting, journalism. Like, this is what she wanted to do. Me, on the other hand, I was just kind of like, hey, dog, I'm going to do it because you're doing it. And this is our idea together. But we've kind of been keeping the ball rolling for the past 10 years. And the things I've been able to come out of it have been amazing. Like, I met some great people. Shout out Aaron Cole, who's in here. People who I've just met along the way, artists and people who I've been able to call friends, opportunities. Like, it's just been a real blessing. I can't even lie to you. The fact that this is what God had in the plans, I'm in shock. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm grateful.
I love it. That, and like I said, you're such an inspiration, because that's part of course, I'm doing. So it's not really, I mean, how would you say, because it seems like a lot of people are doing podcasting now.
Yeah
Like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that that's a phase, like that's a trend right now. Like,
oh, I love this question. So the podcasting, everyone starting a podcast doesn't faze me as much, especially during COVID, because people were bored. Let's be real. People were bored, had something to say, and like everyone had a podcast. And there was a time in which when my sister would talk to me, she would be like, man, well, like everyone has a podcast now. What sets ours apart? Right. And I'm not, I don't say this in an arrogant stance. I promise you I don't. But I, the way how I was bred up was I feel like broadcasting and podcasting are two different things. There's a different, I was raised under a lot of big wigs here, like in Atlanta, like personalities like Katie Bo and Maria Moore and Simon Baby, who was a personality who I grew up listening, God rest his soul. And there's, I always learned through them that there's a difference in a certain training and eloquence that comes with a broadcaster opposed to a personality. There's this there's a certain ways of like music transitions, back selling songs and things like that that comes with it, a certain poise, I don't know, a certain grace that comes with it. And not to, like I said, not to be arrogant or anything, but that's how I was raised. I wasn't raised just to get on a mic and just say whatever. That you have to come correct, you have to come with a certain of course being yourself as always, but like, you know, you don't take that mic for granted. When you crack that mic, you need to know what you're about to say, have everything together, and in a sense, you know what I'm saying. So there are people who do get on, who have podcasts, who, you know, talk about like their lives or just like talk about whatever, but when you hear my show, at least, or I'll say even when I just I'm on a platform, anything like that, that I'm hosting, I just know for a fact that I gotta come correct. You know what I'm saying? It's the way I was raised. People will say, you have a nice radio voice. And I think it's because I was just raised on radio. My mentors were radio heads. Wow. So nothing against people. Like, by all means, I feel like everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has, can use a platform like podcasting. You can do, you don't need to have all the answers, all the equipment. You can just go ahead and start at start. People do podcasts with their phones. And, I do think there is a slight difference between broadcasters and podcasters. But the good thing is that, like, we all are able to be in the world where we're all able to use our voices and, be able to speak to the masses, which is a good thing overall.
Right, right. And you're, like I said, you've been in the game, what, since you were 16?
Yes, 16. I was 16. I was a sophomore. I was a sophomore, I believe, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, how, I'm just, because I'm thinking, I'm like, that's a long time. I mean, for me, like, I'll say for an example, I didn't know what I didn't have a clue of what I was going to do when I was in school.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was in high school and all that. And mind you, it's like God already knew what he wanted me to do too, because I did take TV production, and I was part of the news team media for morning news.
Yeah, same, you know, right, yeah.
Lunches and all that. So I did it, but I didn't, that wasn't something that I was just like, okay, God, like, this is what I want to go to school for. And I want to, you know, continue to do it. My culture, that's not my, and stop, I say, y'all, hey, y'all, not really a thing for us, but for us to tell them, like, hey, this is where we're going to do in and go to school in, like, absolutely not. That is not the thing. because they wanted us to just aim high, and I'm not saying, there's not, you see what I'm doing, I'm not,
I feel you, I feel you.
Part of my life now. But, you know, to them, they're like, you know, coming from the background, they're like, okay, we here, we're in the States, we brought you guys here, so we need a doctor, lawyer, whatever, aim for the stars. So, but yeah, that's just, and I don't even know why I brought that up, but.
No, it made sense, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, it just, oh. I feel like for me, it just inspires me to see, especially women that are in it, like, genuinely, and not like, I respect the fact that you've been doing it for this long, and you're still, and we just met, but, you know, just from, just from reading about what, you know, done and how far along, like, still in it. It seems like, you know, you're keeping it like same. Like, it seems like you're just trying to hold it down and just trying to be better. So, like, with that, like, what else do you have coming up? Like, do you have any projects? Do you have any other shows that you're working on?
So it's funny because someone asked me that today. I've just been, it's been a lot of behind the scenes work, I would say, when it comes to just, I know for my show, Eminem Live Radio, my sister and I, like, you know, my sister works she has this amazing job at this church. She also has two amazing, beautiful girls. And so our schedules have changed from when we were 16 and 18 to us being now 29 and 27. You know what I'm saying? So, like, our schedules are different. She's a full-time mom, wife, and also has her own duties that she serves at the church that where she works at. And then with me doing my thing. So we had to kind of, like, realign our schedule for how we go about doing the show and, like, how often we record, realign our vision, get more vision. So that's been like a behind the scenes thing that's been kind of working as far as Eminem Live Radio. And then for the Winner's Circle, this is a lot of, like I said, a lot of behind the scenes things, just like with the producer, me wearing the producer hat for that, knowing that a lot of things rely on me when it comes to, like, keeping the show relevant and being able to make sure it's still in the front faces of people. And I genuinely want to do a season two, and I know all the other girls will like to do that too, but, like, everyone, especially mainly, like, you know, Wande, Aaron, and Nage, they all live such busy lives. So being able to get them all in the same room is, like, very crucial. And it takes a lot of brain power, collaboration of schedules for me, like, you know, like, all the sacrificing, like, you know, our time to be able to make these things happen. But I really want for us to do a season two, just because, like, there's so much quality and so there's a richness that comes with the Winner's Circle. And then even with Eminem Live Radio, Misa and I, like, we've grown so much, and seeing us evolve as personalities and as people and broadcasters, I want that to be able to be showcased. So it's been a lot of things on, like, my end, but I'm just kind of been, like, just brainstorming and just making sure I can schedule things out, schedule, like, you know, the projects that I have my hands in, to make sure that when it comes on to later on this year, we're able to be able to pull out and be able to showcase all the content that we have created and give it to the people.
Awesome. Now, I don't know if you got to tell us, like, what exactly is the Winner's Circle? I've seen I gotta give it up for us, like,
yeah,
you know, our chocolate queens out there, they've just been just getting the mic and just they're just being themselves, and just especially the millennials,
like, we're killing.
I'm telling you. So, like, can you tell us, like, exactly what is the Winner's Circle?
So the Winner's Circle, like I said, it's hosted by Wande. Wande is a CHH, a Christian hip hop artist, signed out of Reach Records. She was the first woman to be signed to the label, and she's been, of course, doing amazing things with that. Aaron, she is a event curator, owns an amazing business called Build Your Own Dreams. She curates events for music events. Wears so many different hats and is such, like, a boss to, like, her core. And Nage is a fashionista, a style icon in her right. She owns an amazing luxury sunglasses brand called why does it slip my mind? Oh my gosh. But yes, she has an amazing eyeglasses wear company. Storyteller. Thank you. Thank God. Storyteller sunglasses. And but they all work together when it comes to music and events and things like that. So when it comes to, they all work together and they all win in their own right.
Right.
So Aaron came to me with the idea of saying how she wanted a show called The Winner's Circle. And basically what the show was about is we redefine what it means to win. I feel like culture today has so many different definitions of what winning means. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're winning if you are able to have two dudes on the side, but yet keep them from each other. You're winning if you rising and grinding, you know what I'm saying? Move on the move, go, go, go. But we're redefining what it means to win. We're saying that, like, you know, you being able to take some time off for your mental health, that's a win. We say, yeah, everyone during Valentine's Day, they got booze and booed up, but you're single and satisfied, that's a win. You being able to set boundaries in your life, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? So we're redefining what it means to win to people's, to the culture's eyes. Thank you, Tia. I love you. Yeah, we're redefining what it means to win to the culture. And we're also challenging culture because, you know, with us kind of saying like, no, that's not a win. It's not a win for you being able to self-medicate. It's not a win for you to do all these different types of things. We're challenging culture in that way and giving those redefinitions boldly. And the things that have been able to come out of the Winner Circle have spoken to me. We've talked about rest and relationships and the power of saying no, setting boundaries. And it's like the list goes on when it comes to the Winner Circle. And it's been a show that I've been able to keep my hands on, even but still be behind the scenes. And I'm so grateful that Wanda, Aaron, and Nace trust me. And so we're redefining what it means to win and challenging culture along the way. And I'm really excited for what the future holds for the Winner Circle.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. Because I also noticed with Eminem is one with your sister. Love that. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what that was. Oh, get rid of the message. But the Eminem show. It's with your biological sister.
Yes.
It's like, you guys, I see the similarity.
Nose, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but my brother-in-law always be saying, he's like, y'all got the same nose, and I'd be like, okay. Mom, same dad, you know?
It's there now, but I admire that so much because you don't usually see siblings in the same, So how did y'all, I know you did that a little bit, but like, what made you guys, like, what's keeping that bond and just not missing, you know, family business? Like, how do you guys manage that?
That's a good question. I think the best way we manage that is communication. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we live, like I was saying, we live different lives. You know, my sister is married, I'm single. Like, you know, she has two kids, I don't. Like, you know, like we live two totally different lives. But I think the one thing that keeps us going is the fact that we had this idea together, you know what I'm saying? Like we cultivated it together. And the fact that we've heard so many people just tell us about how unique it is, the synergy that's between us. And I truly believe that I haven't seen anything like what Misa and I do in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of duos in radio. Like one of my favorite shows was growing up was The Ride with Chubb Rock and Simon Baby. It was on a show that was on Magic 107.5, 97.5. And we just always, family was just, we grew up from a family-oriented family. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, we feel comfortable with each other. Like my sister and I were only 2 years apart, so we're close, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, to me, it's easier. Sometimes I hate hosting without her because it's just like, it's just a synergy that's just there. And we grew up to, you know, to just always be close, and it makes working with her, it makes working fun, it makes it easy. Mm-hmm. And we just know that there's purpose behind it. So I think that's really what keeps us going, is the fact that like we're able to communicate, and our bond is just so strong, man. Like I'm so grateful for like not even just Misa as a host, but like as my sister. Like she just is just like one of my favorite people, like beyond radio and all those other type of stuff. She's my sister. Like I go to her for advice and help, and to her, like, you know, vice versa. Like, you know, I watch her kids throughout the week. Like my nieces are like everything to me. So I think our bond is just what keeps it going, because it there would be no Eminem Live Radio if it wasn't for me doing it with Misa and then vice versa.
Eminem, like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's so funny.
I love that. And how long have you been doing it?
Say it again.
Together. How long has that been going, like that
in
show?
September, it will be 11 years.
Oh, nice. Well, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love that. I hope she's watching too. Is she tuned in?
I know she had a lot of work she had to do with the little ones today.
It's okay.
So the little one's been kind of fighting a little, like, you know, it's a little nose bug, you know what I'm saying? So I know if she not, I know she'll catch the replay, but I know she'll probably be able to catch this later.
I'm sorry. Hey, real life.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, and thank you guys, everyone. I see y'all comments, y'all, and then everyone that's logged in. Jay Shaw 227, our family has always been taught that we are the body of Christ and we are individually unique but together complete. Amen.
Yeah, that's my family in Tennessee. That's my cousin Josh. My family's very tight knit. Like, my family has, we value each other, even, like, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, like, we all show mad support, and that's trickled in even to, like, how Misa and I support each other, how we support each other. So it's so dope that he's even tuning
in. Thank you. You guys. Yeah, thank you guys. Tennessee in the building. Let us know where else y'all logging in from, like what other states, so we can give y'all shout outs and all that through comments, and if you have questions. But before we even wrap it up, because I know you got a busy schedule. I don't want to hold you over too much.
Oh no, Essa, you good. I did all my work in the beginning of the day. I'm gonna go home, chill, relax. So don't feel obligated. But I know you got things you gotta do. So I just want you to know you're not keeping me at all.
No, it's all good. So we usually like to play a little swoosh game. I didn't get to do this with Belinda last time, but it's because I see I have a little bit more time left. But so you notice the name swoosh?
Yes.
S-W-O-O-C-H. Mm-hmm. So with that, it has two acronyms.
Okay.
So I'll go with the first. So the first one, it's originally came from spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the original acronym. Okay. Then in order for us to, like, you know, be able to reach out beyond, because, you know, when people instantly hear that and they're like, oh, y'all are Christian, like, it's like, no, you don't have to be, like, afraid or anything. Like, we're not gonna all and all that. So we have to kind of water it down so we could go be a reach to everyone. So with that, same spelling, but it stands for serving with other organizations in humanity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So try to keep those in mind.
Got you. Okay.
So just pick your brain a little bit. So with that, how do you feel you're swooshing with whatever acronym I just told you, okay, spiritually walking with Christ or serving with other organizations to change humanity? How do you feel you're swooshing? Or both?
I'm trying to think of which one I want to go with.
Wherever your spirit is, like, wherever you feel.
Tell me the first acronym again.
Spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ.
Okay. I'll start okay, with that one. I think the way I'm swooshing in that way is, I think the way I'm swooshing one-on-one with Christ is by making him priority. It's funny because I heard, I'm trying to remember who I heard say it, but where they said where people are always saying priorities, when that was never the word, it was always priority. Mm-hmm. Because you can't always, like, you can juggle many things, but usually, like, the one maybe will fall off, and it's always priority, mm-hmm, top, you know? So I think making God priority has been my way of how I've been swooshing, just being able to know that I would not be, and I would say making him priority and also recognizing him in, like, all things. Mm. Like, on my, like, driving on my way home, leaving work, I was just thinking about how blessed I am. Like, the fact that work doesn't feel like work to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm confident in who I am, which I couldn't say that 4 years ago. The fact that I'm able to do what I love, the fact that I'm growing and so I'm getting so many different opportunities. Like, I just feel very blessed, and I see God in that. Like it could only be God. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think giving God his props and his honor and putting him at the priority list, even in the midst of all those things, like being able to still be able to make time to spend time with him and, you know, just sit and read and be able to be in his presence, like just making him priority, has been a way I've been able to swoosh when it comes to that arena. And when it comes to your other acronym, I think I've been able to swoosh by serving. I had the pleasure of being a small group leader for middle school girls, and it's been my something that's just, I just feel in complete purpose about, just because of the things that God walked me through. Middle school for me was one of the hardest years of my life. I battled suicidal thoughts. I was depressed. I didn't feel like nothing, Esther. When I tell you, like, if middle school me was to see who I am today, they'd be like, oh, whoa, like, that's me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I say all that to say that I believe that the things I went through during that time are the reasons why I'm so equipped to be able to lead, disciple, and even mentor these middle school girls, and being able to serve them in the best way possible, being able to pour into them and, you know, text them and show up at their games and show up to their plays and be able to, you know, just be present and serve them in the best way possible. And to, you know, people always say, like, if I could go back in time, I could. And no, I can't do that. I always say that. I'd be like, man, God, if I could go back in time, them girls who messed with me in middle school, I would give them the business. You know what I'm saying? But we can't go back in time, and right. God don't want me to live like that. But I can't go back in time, but I can speak and be able to provide and equip the girls who are now in that position in middle school, battling with confidence, insecurity, purpose, like, you know, feeling seen, knowing you're worthy and value, you know what I'm saying? And seen by the greatest ever. So, I think that's how I'm supposed to.
Okay. Hey, keep this. I like that. So with that, I love the way you brought that to, like, while you like, yeah, let's dig a little deeper. Let's get to know me, yeah, outside the broadcasting industry and all that. Because you said that middle school was hard. And that's a lot of, that's, even now, that's pretty young to be dealing with that. You know, these days, it seems like mental health is like the main, like, I don't know if it was COVID or, hey, that big part of it was COVID. But
yeah.
A big part of the issue. But like, how do you feel? Cause you said you dealt with that in ministry, like, in middle school. So mm-hmm. You feel like that changed when you got into high school? How?
I think it was an up and up. Like, I think it was a journey for sure, because when I was in middle school, I probably had like two solid friends, maybe one and a half, because I had one friend that was flip-flopping. But like, I have my friends and who would bully me and make me feel bad. And then also I was insecure because of that, because my sister was older and I was always Misa's little sister. So I always felt like I was in that shadow. And then when I went to middle school was a different thing, because I was in a whole new setting. No one knew me as so-and-so's little sister. I was able to be fully me, fully confident in that, make my own friends and be able to be completely, truly myself. And of course I was also in the arts. So therefore I was able to, like, you know, showcase myself, showcase my talents and play into that. Everyone in my school was weird. So like, I felt like I fit in, cause I was weird too. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a little inch of things growing, like, you know, leading up to building that built confidence. Like, it was just a kind of a stair stack, or like just stacking on top of the other, that kind of made me who I am today. So I think from high school all the way up to me being turning 21, and that was where I really started diving into my relationship with God a little deeper, getting to know more about who I was in God. And then even to 2020 was a tough year for me, just because I was battling a lot with comparison, and a little bit of those thoughts of insecurities from middle school crept in. And I took all of 2020 off, which I mean was great because wasn't nobody outside, no way, doing right. nothing. But like, you know, but I was 2020, I wasn't on social media at all. And I was just really diving into God, like just like having him uproot those comparisons that were in me from since middle school and making me more confident. I promise you, Esther, I promise you on everything I love, I would not be who I am today if it wasn't that season God walked me through in 2020. When me learning about what insecurity was, comparison, knowing my value, who he says I am, like that, I would not be able to do things solo, host solo, do the job I do confidently, be everything that I am today if it wasn't for God and him walking me through that season. When I tell you, I'm so grateful. And even like, even back to middle school, you know, like me, God bringing me out of that, like, you know, it's crazy how God would just use all things to, like, you know, work for your good. And where those things that happened that could have broke me, when I tell you broke me, Esther, they could have broke me, God used it all for his glory, man. And I'm just grateful. I think that he's definitely had me on a journey where he always had his hand on me.
Amen. I know that's right. Like I feel it with the way you were like explaining it. Like it's like, even in that, it's like, I was like, so who with that would you say Mia is now today? Like I said, outside of the broadcasting and, you know, radio personality, because I see it, your spirit's like radiant, shining. But, yeah, he's like, so who is Mia?
Man, I love that question because I feel like I couldn't answer this years ago, and I feel like I can now. Mia is someone who with herself unapologetically and loves every part of who God made her to be. Oh man, this is such a blessing. It's who everything that God placed on the inside of her, and knows that it's not the things that she does and isn't the clothes she wears or isn't like who she's around or what she does, but she's who she is by the essence of who she is, by the quirkiness of her silliness and being her personality, her being confident, her surrounding herself with a great high value of people. Yeah, I would say that overall, I am someone who's just been able to see her value, not through what I am, but through who God made me to be, and leaning on that and that alone has kept me sturdy, and I'm very grateful for that.
Wow. Oh, I love that. That's so awesome.
Wow, that's so good. Man.
See?
That was crazy.
You didn't see that one coming, no, huh?
Oh, man, that's wild. That's wild. That, I say that's wild because when I was 21, so you wore glasses, so you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so I had an eye appointment, and so there on this on like a paper you fill out, like this form or whatever, they say describe yourself in 3 words. And I remember looking at that paper, and I was kind of like, I don't know what I would say. Or like, he said, what are your hobbies? And I was like,
you don't know. Oh
no. And okay. it just sucked because I was kind of like, dang, like someone asked me 3 words to describe myself and I couldn't say anything. And this is me. I keep thinking I'm around me the most. Right. I should know words about me, but I didn't. And that discouraged me. And I spent a lot of private time with God. Just like having been like, God, who am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, show me who I am. And he was able to do that. So I say that the reason why I'm able to sit back and be like, wow, is because like I was saying, like I couldn't answer that question. I would have been like, I'll get back to that question. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that I was able to answer that is real fire. And man, I'm just grateful.
Okay. If you got the waterworks. Okay.
I'm trying to suck them in, Esther. Don't make them fall now.
Oh, it's okay. No, but I could tell that was needed. Like,
yeah,
you needed to get that out because like I said, you're doing a lot, Mia. Like, you are holding it down for sure.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, in the game, in the broadcast game, but even in that, God's like, okay, yeah, you're doing it, I'm proud of you. But he's like, Now, let's go back to where, you know, you were so you can get greater.
Yeah.
And so, and I guess that's just what he wanted me to tell you. That was a swoosh word.
Yeah. No, for real. Thank you for that. For real.
Just take that, remember those moments, and just use that in whatever you do. And just remember, like, who was, but don't, you know, like you said, don't regress, but just remember how far.
Yeah.
You know, and look where you are now. Like, I'm like, I'm looking up to you. I'm like, I'm going to be just like me when I grow up. I feel like the way hosting and all that, I was just like, I was like, my kind. Like, I see her, I see you, and we barely talked that night.
We barely said, but nothing but other than, okay, who's next?
Right.
Okay, are they online? Like, that's all that we were able to really say to each other.
Right. But we were already, that's all, that's why. So
he was already here.
Mm-hmm. And mom had my back because I couldn't even get back to you to be like, thank you.
Yeah, mom. No, shout out to your mom. Your mom had your back. She was like, listen, did you get Esther's Instagram? Here's what it is. You got your phone? And I was like, yes, ma'am.
We go.
What is it? So she was looking out.
She's the original mama. So
the original.
Mama Jer.
Yes.
Yeah, because she was the one helping with the bookings. I mean, she still does with the bookings and all that, but getting contacts and all that, she knows whenever we're in it, in the field, in the game, just she's like, all right, in the meantime, let me do this. So this is how we got it. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really, really proud, and I'm really inspired of what you're doing. And just like I said, just going, keep swooshing. You know, keep represent. Yes, keep. keep missing these comments. Let me promise. Let's see. Let's go back a little bit. Promise Queen Serena. Oh, she said, "What you're saying this?" I guess whatever we were talking about. Okay, Promise. She said people think it takes a lot to be yourself. Ooh. That's deep.
Mm.
Okay. Asian official, love and keep it going.
Oh, thank you.
And Promise Queen again. LOL, been there. Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thank you for the comments and all that. Y'all, like I said, Mia, you're a true inspiration. Is there anything else you want to share? I did my swoosh word of the day for you, but is there something you want to share with the audience? I mean, you pretty dropped the mic. You pretty much dropped the mic, you know, through your
just anything I could leave anybody with, man, is that I would want to encourage anybody to just evaluate their lives and their lives that they're living. I just say that because I feel like I did that riding home today. I realized that I feel like I'm living my dream. I'm realizing that I realize I'm not living my dreams. I'm living the things that I prayed for. Mm. And my biggest flex is that I don't have to. My biggest flex is that my fruit spoke. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And sometimes we don't get the chance to really, like, we pray so hard for these things. And then when they come, we live in them, but we don't get a chance to just realize the fact of the goodness of the goodness of how gracious God is. And the fact that, wow, what I did wasn't in vain. My praying wasn't in vain. My fasting wasn't in vain. My private time with God wasn't in vain. And God heard me. God saw me. He sees me. You know what I'm saying? So see God in everything, man. Express your gratitude to God for the little things, because he's moving in everything. We're all living the things we pray for, praying for peace of mind, praying to be in our best health, praying to see the next day. Like, we're all living the things we pray for. God is in everything. He's in every moment. And he deserves that gratitude 100%. Before we ask for God's next, we got to thank him for the now. So I would always say so I just want to leave everybody with that. Just let's see God, look throughout your day today, just think about what God's done and just give him that thank you. Give him his props because he really be showing out.
Amen. And that's that. Okay. Thank you for that. Like I said, thank you so much for just gracing your time, your presence with. I know you didn't, like you said, you didn't have to, even just doing this. You could have been like, oh, yeah, we cool, but we ain't that cool.
I told you, well, you really impressed me the way you handled yourself at that event. And I was like, when you asked, I was like, oh, absolutely. I knew it would be efficient. I knew you would get things done. I knew it wouldn't be too much. Like, I knew. And this is exactly what it was. So I was not, when you asked, I was like, absolutely.
Thank you. And the connection won't stop from here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
So with that, make sure we're about to log, but make sure that you stay close to your phone. So I call you back.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How can they keep up with you and everything that you're doing?
Yeah. So my Instagram is Mia Evans. It's in this, I think in this live somewhere at the top of the screen. I'm not sure how that worked, but I don't care about you following me. You know what I'm saying? Like you can if you want to, but I would encourage you to check out the things I'm a part of, the shows I'm a part of. M&M Live Radio. It's at M&M Live Radio. That's the Instagram handle, and that's at M&M Live Radio. If you click the link in our bio, all of our most recent show, a show just went up today. So if you want to listen to our most recent show, you can listen to that on all podcasting platforms. The Winner's Circle, the show that I produce, their Instagram is winnerscircle.brand. Winnerscircle.brand. And you can see clips and things like that and click the link in their bio and be able to see all of our most recent shows from season one and even like our YouTube. We have visual episodes as well. And y'all, they're fire. So please check them out while we're gearing up for season two. And for the 116 Life, you can follow Reach Records, I believe. You can follow Reach Records on Instagram and be able to see the clips that they post and also go to their YouTube channel. We record visually all of our episodes. You can be able to watch our most recent episode we did on rest. And we do some amazing interviews with some fire artists, fire people who just live these unashamed lives, just impacting people and the things, all areas of the world. So you can be able to check out their YouTube channel. That's Reach Records. And that's about it. Thank you so much, Esther, for having me. Everyone in the chat who's been tuned in, like, this has been super dope. I'm so happy you had me be a part of this.
Thank you so much. You guys, please make sure you support. Go check out her show, M&M Life, right?
Yes, M&M Live Radio.
M&M Life Radio, Winner's School. Got, like I said, it's the millennials taking over, our black teens, they taking over. Like, y'all, it's inspiration. I gotta make sure I keep tuned in myself. So make sure you guys go follow them, go support them. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mia, once again, thank you.
Thank you.
AKA Yvonne.
Oh my God.
That's your twin, I'm telling you.
Oh my God. Now you're gonna have me Google pictures of Yvonne, yeah, or GMLB. Look at the mirror.
Look it up. I'm about to do a split screen.
Like. Oh my God. A split screen is crazy.
Take it as a compliment. Okay?
No, I do. Thank you. That means that she's beautiful. So thank you. That's so sweet.
She is. All right, you guys. This is your girl Esther L logging out with Mia Evans. Love y'all. Sweet.